From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Children in rural Hendry County are training wild horses, making them suitable for adoption. They're challenged to discipline 12 Mustangs from Nevada in 100 days. But since Governor Rick Scott just vetoed state funding for their club, the group predicts a future financial struggle. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros takes us to the ranch in LaBelle, where the kids are taming these wild animals.
That crunching sound is coming from a Mustang named Miami, eating hay. He has a light brown coat with a short blondish mane. Miami is currently frustrating his 14-year-old caretaker, Judith Warren, because he won't keep still.
It's very hard because he's always putting his head down and he doesn't know yet what to do.
Just a couple weeks ago, Miami was running wild in Nevada, like the other 11 Mustangs grazing with him in this pen. They're now part of a youth program called LaBelle Silver Spurs 4-H Club. Each kid has 100 days to train his or her wild horse and then present it in a final show open to the public. The point is to demonstrate how these once spooked Mustangs become docile and ready for someone to adopt. But it's not just about getting horses homes. Warren's mom, Jody Stiles, says this is helping her teenage daughter, too.
To me, Miami has an attitude the same as she does, a little bit stubborn. So for her to be able to work with him and see how he's reacting to her, I think that it's going to make a big improvement on how she acts.
The word stubborn comes up a lot when the kids describe their new Mustangs.
Very stubborn.
Definitely stubborn.
He's stubborn, impatient.
She's very stubborn, but she's really sweet.
13-year-old Seven Shock is trying to get her Mustang Hazelnut to bow.
Down, 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 all the way. Come on. Oh, poop.
Shock tries to pick up Hazelnut's front left hoof, but she keeps resisting, freeing her leg to stand tall.
You pull on her and she won't go unless she wants to.
Club leader Julia Sutherland says that's normal at first.
They're wild. I mean, we're talking, they'll jump the panels if they want to. They'll flip over, they'll flip upside down. They do not want to be touched. So it's kind of a lot of fun to see them so wild and not want to be messed with at all. And then 100 days later, they're like pocket ponies. It's really exciting.
Over the last 3 years or so, Sutherland's club has gotten nearly 30 Mustangs adopted. And four of those were trained by 16-year-old Gabrielle Shock. She's working on her fifth wild horse now, Renegade.
He is a very curious little man. When we first came here, he would run away. When we caught him, he would flip over and rear up and bolt. But he would always turn around and see like where you were, what you were doing. He's pretty calm now.
After just 2 weeks, Renegade lets Shock bathe and fully groom him. She's also taught him to lunge and bow. But she says the Mustangs teach her, too.
I've learned a lot on patience and being, you know, confident around them. They sense your fear. They sense your emotions. So if I'm scared, you know. They're going to be a little bit cautious around me. But if I'm brave and confident around them, they're going to be confident and trust me.
Jason Luderman, with the federal agency that catches and provides the horses, says what these kids are doing is amazing.
I don't know how they do it. It's incredible. You know, these horses come straight off from the range, and so they are wild, and many of them have not seen or been touched by humans before.
He's with the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM. The agency oversees some public lands across the country. Luderman says there are about 60,000 Mustangs on BLM properties alone, not counting several thousand more on other public lands and Native American reserves. He says Mustang herds can double in about 5 years. That sometimes causes problems.
Individual animals start to wander outside their designated habitat in search of food and water. And that usually means they're heading onto private property where they can get fresh green grass from someone's yard or onto someone's pasture where they can also do some damage. And then they also wander onto highways and they can cause, as you can imagine, accidents.
Luderman says the BLM uses taxpayer dollars to care for the wild horses they catch that don't get adopted. So he says programs like the LaBelle Silver Spurs 4-H Club make a difference. but Governor Rick Scott just vetoed $1 million for 4-H clubs across the state for all kinds of kids programs, including Mustang training. And federal funding for 4-H is still uncertain. Julia Sutherland, LaBelle's 4-H club leader, says she's sad the state won't support this program because it's needed in this area.
They don't really have much of anything here in LaBelle. This county, Hendry County, Glades County, it's a poor population. They don't have access to a lot of money to do a lot of things.
She says if government funds are cut, it'll be up to individual counties and private fundraisers to keep classes like hers thriving. She says the kids get valuable life skills here they don't get in schools.
It just strengthens their whole entire inside and out. So I've seen so much change with horses and kids that I just pray I get to do this till the last day I'm on earth.
The children will show off their Mustang's new skills at the final show September 9th with the hope of getting them adopted. We'll check back then. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.